This is another installment of Alex's Assumptions. I'm your host, Alex, and in the fourth installment, I'll be taking a look at WWE's upcoming pay-per-view, SummerSlam, as it will happen on August 14th, 2011. I'll be giving my thoughts, opinions, and predictions of the matches. As of filming this, there are only 4 matches announced for a SummerSlam. And when I think of SummerSlam, I literally think that it is the biggest pay-per-view of the summer. Not only that, I think it's the second biggest pay-per-view of the year. Of course, WrestleMania tops that. But after seeing what WWE has announced, I really have to question a whole SummerSlam pay-per-view. I mean, WWE only announced 4 matches. The very last episode of Raw, the Raw right before SummerSlam, only has 4 matches announced for the pay-per-view. WWE, this is one of the top pay-per-views of the year. May I ask whatever happened to the past SummerSlams? What happened to the huge matches of Angle versus Lesnar, Lesnar versus Rock, those infamous TLC matches, and so many more? Whatever happened to where the pay-per-view would have some stipulation, steel cage, ladder, or even Hell in a Cell matches? Honestly, this card belongs on some B-rated pay-per-view. It's a shame from what WWE gave us in the past to what it has come down to today. So this SummerSlam has a total of 4 matches. Well, I keep saying 4, but pretty much it's 3. I mean, who really is counting on a Diva match as a match? You know what the Diva matches are like. I don't have to explain them in this because I did it in my last installment. Since I am on this, I'll be going through this match first. Since it's on the card, I have to talk about it, and I'll give my predictions. Seeing what WWE is doing with Beth and Natalya recently, WWE knows very well what the audience thinks of the Divas division. Not only the audience, but the Divas themselves. With that being said, I have a feeling that the WWE will try to extend the normal 1-minute match. It probably won't be long. It'll probably be only like 5 minutes or so. But they'll try to extend it. Maybe WWE knows that the audience isn't stupid. Well, I wouldn't go that far, as they don't know quite yet. The Divas match is between Beth Phoenix and Kelly Kelly, and a Divas title is on the line. Comparing the two, there's certainly an advantage toward Beth. She has a size, strength, and power. As for Kelly Kelly, she has improved since she stepped foot in the ring, but she is nowhere near Beth. With this almost not even being a match, I'm not going to put a lot of time into it. I would think Beth would win easily, but I see the WWE wanting to develop the Divas division a little, so they might probably prolong the story. There may be some interference to help Kelly Kelly, but if I was booking, I would make Beth the winner, and that's my prediction. Sheamus versus Mark Henry should be an interesting match. Is this match worth watching? Maybe. Will this make me buy the pay-per-view? No. Long story short, Mark Henry is a powerhouse ride, as he is destroying everyone and everything. He says he wants competition. Well, Sheamus comes out and says that he is competition. Not only is this a big block to make Mark go to the next level to be main event, but this is also the turning point in Sheamus' career as he turns face. The crowd is behind Sheamus for once. These two are trying to get a push to be main event talent on SmackDown. These two will be trying to impress creative backstage as they really want to show themselves. I expect a back and forth battle, but I also expect a draw from these two. WWE would not put one over the other when I am talking about Mark and Sheamus. Henry is a huge heel and Sheamus has just turned face. If he loses, he will lose all his support. These two will give it their all, and it will end in some time of a draw, like double countout. Christian versus Randy Orton for the world title is one match that is annoying me. You see, Christian versus Randy Orton has happened so many times during the past summer that it is now boring to me. It wouldn't have to be boring though. It's all because WWE's booking. I can see doing Christian versus Orton as a singles normal match for the title. I can see doing it another time for the rematch. But the third time, they should put in some kind of hardcore match or something. The fourth time, make it a steel cage or a ladder. I would then end it in one of those last man standing or Hell in a Cell matches. Usually, long storylines are like that. Remember Shawn Michaels versus Triple H? Remember Orton versus The Undertaker? I know this match is a no-holds-barred match, but they should have done that before. Once you see one Christian versus Orton match, you've pretty much seen them all. They have basically been the same. Even though Orton has that violent streak on his side, I see Christian winning this match, just so his second reign will last a little longer. We all know his first reign, though. Lastly is the Cena versus Punk match. Some said their match at Money in the Bank was one of the best matches. I certainly disagree. I wrote about that match last month, and I still stand behind what I wrote. Not only did the match have botches, but it was pretty unrealistic. In fact, the whole story is unrealistic. Does WWE think we would know Punk would leave? I said that when I wrote about their match at Money in the Bank. I knew Punk would not be leaving once he won. He did come back. I'm a huge fan of Punk. Really became a fan about a year ago. And now he's my favorite in WWE right now. It's actually thrilling to see WWE actually using some talent. But of course, they put Cena in there. I sure hope this match tops the last match. While the whole story is developed, it doesn't really take my full interest. The only thing I want to see out of this is the promos from CM Punk, as that is the best thing to come out of this. That is pretty much what everyone wants to see. They just want to hear Punk. I sure hope Punk wins this match. Is that my prediction? Not sure. Triple H is referee, and we know there might be something done since Cena never loses on a clean win. It better not be one of those endings that turn people away, that's for sure. This pay-per-view does not grab my interest. I am not going to spend $40 on this show. I sure hope no one else does either, because this is really wasting their money. Pretty bad display on account of being one of the top pay-per-views of the year. That wraps up my installment of Alex's Assumptions. If you want to hear from me, you can always read my coverage on WrestlingNewsWorld.com. That's WrestlingNewsWorld.com. Also follow me on Twitter, at McMahon101. That's MCMAHON101. McMahon101. Also read my other writings on my Blogspot page. It's miscellaneousmumble.blogspot.com. miscellaneousmumble.blogspot.com. You can also download this podcast and my previous installments on iTunes. Like, comment, and download. That's my assumptions. What's yours?